Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My friends, Simon Miller here, and as always, I am sat down. As you know, if you're a long-time watcher, if I ever do come to you in a video, I'm sitting down. It means some very late breaking news has happened in wrestling. Everybody here at What Culture has gone home, because that's a sensible thing to do, but we gotta talk about it. So I pull out my nice chair, I put my ass in it, and indeed we have a conversation. But yes, it came out this evening via Fightful and PW Insider that Cesaro, the Swiss Superman, is no longer with WWE. And kind of crazily, he wasn't released and he didn't quit. His contract just expired. WWE and Cesaro tried to come to terms on a new one. They couldn't. So as of me saying these words right here, right now, he's a free agent and could turn up somewhere tomorrow. Now, of course, because this is late breaking news, by tomorrow, but all these details have changed. That always happens. People go, Simon, why did you say these things? I am just trying to give you the details in real time. But unsurprisingly, the reaction backstage in the WWE locker room has been one of sadness. Because seriously, go and find any interview when somebody talks about Cesaro. Everybody says he is the most wonderful, lovely human being and they like having him around. Well, he ain't gonna be around anymore, because like I just said, he's gone. And there's also been a few reports that state this is why not only did he lose like 7 matches in a row on SmackDown, but why we haven't seen him on television in ages. I mean, do not forget, we had 30 people in the Royal Rumble, and at the time, everyone was like, they couldn't find a spot for Cesaro. What the flub is going on? But even by this point, seems like he was done. He wasn't going to re-sign, and you know what happens when you do leave a territory, all of a sudden you are going to vanish from people's screens. Now, there's more to this as well, and again, it's all speculative for the time being, but apparently this happened a good few months ago, because you may remember, around about 12 months ago, there was this report that Cesaro had signed a brand new deal with WWE. Well, no, and if anything, he was handed a piece of paper, he looked at it and said, go and do better. WWE said, that's the best we can do. And that's how we've ended up here today. And really, talk about dropping the ball. Because there will be one person out there that goes, well, I don't think Cesaro is very good. And well done, go and have a cookie. But seriously, how he never had anything more than a single United States Championship run, I believe I'm right in saying that, is absolutely nuts. And in fact, I rate Cesaro so highly, in my own brain, I thought he had been Intercontinental Champion. I just decided he had had this tremendous reign as the IC champ, but it's not true. He has been in WWE for 10 years, and in terms of championships belt, one. Uno, can't think of another. And this doesn't define a performer or wrestler at all. I mean, you can go through your whole career and never hold gold, and as long as you're being used in the correct way, it won't make a difference. But this brings us on to the next point. Put your hands up if you think the Swiss Superman was underutilized in WWE. And we can stay here for the rest of the day. I'm never going to put my hand down because I feel so strongly about it. And now, of course, we'll put my arm down. Otherwise, this whole video is going to be weird. But know that mentally, it's staying up. And this really goes back to the interview that Vince McMahon did on the Stone Cold Steve Austin show ages ago, where Steve Austin pointed at Vince and said, Cesaro, there's a guy I think we should do more with. And Vinnie Mac came out with this stuff saying, well, yeah, hopefully in the future we can, but right now we don't think he's connecting and he needs to be better on the microphone. It's like, well, one, you ain't really putting him in a position where he's going to benefit, and also two, you never give him a microphone. Do you remember when he had that small program with John Cena? He was allowed to say words into an audio device and it was fine. No, it wasn't the best verbal skills that you'd ever heard in your life, but was it enough for somebody, at least one person in the back, to go, maybe we should do something more with Cesaro? The answer is yes. I mean, look what happened when Bryan Danielson / Daniel Bryan went to bat for him in 2021. He had that awesome program against Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, and while deep down in our tum-tums, nobody actually believed that Cesaro was going to win, afterwards, even though he had proved himself, he just did a whole bunch of nothing. Now, I'm sure it didn't help that Bryan left the company because he was clearly a big supporter of Cesaro. But once again, it's just something where you look at it and go, why? Why can't we just try a little harder? And also, you go find me someone that's got a better hot tag. The amount of times Cesaro has put in random tag teams, always got the hot tag and ran wild like some kind of glorious duck where there's too many to count. I mean, all of this got so bad that on Ups and Downs, a little show that I host here on What Culture Wrestling, we even had a Cesaro Swiss stock meter or something. It was a terrible gimmick, and I regret it muchly. But basically, it showed Cesaro's stock in the company based on his wins and losses, and it never went up because he got defeated all the time. Now, of course, WWE did this because they knew how good he was in the ring, so knew it would only take one extra performance when he would start trending that way, but it still led to nothing of significance. And this is going to be one of those ones that will baffle me until my dying day. That's right. I will be on my deathbed going, why didn't they push Cesaro more? And I ain't ever going to have an answer. So his last match in WWE does appear to be February 11th when he did indeed lose to Baron Corbin. And now we must turn our attentions to where he's going to go next. And of course, straight away, the internet is already going, oh, he can't go to AEW because their roster is too bloated. Can you please stop going out of your way to stop people having jobs? Let him be employed, if that's what is going to happen, and let Tony Khan decide how to use his employees. Because I'm sorry, I will say this time and time again. Would I rather a business hired too many people and paid them, or would I rather there was people that didn't have any jobs and weren't making any money? I mean, you really can figure this one out. Also, if you do get the man, you're getting so much more than an in-ring talent. He has a ridiculous amount of experience, so think of all the young guns and all the rookies that he could help. I bet you one chat with Cesaro about the world of professional wrestling is better than 82.8% of wrestling training schools you can actually go to. Now, that was a gibberish percentage that just came out of my mouth, but I wanted to be all hyperbolic to make my point. There's also something brewing in AEW right now that he could actually fit into like a glove. Because at the Revolution pay-per-view, we are going to get Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley. And it certainly seems like when they have finished fighting each other, they're going to form a team in order to do exactly what I just said. Build a crew around them of young guys to try and turn them into superstars. And while you really don't need more than two leaders, given that they have all come from WWE, if you added Cesaro to that mix, my word, I'm going to lose my brain. It would also give you another trios group in AEW, and given that we have the Kings of the Black Throne, given that we have the Death Triangle, given that we have the Elite, given that we have all of Matt Hardy's guys and all Andrade's guys, given that Sting, Darby Allin, and Sammy Guevara are about to be a threesome, given that we have the Dark Order, flub me sideways. If you don't use that as a catalyst to introduce some trios titles in 2022... Well, I'm not going to do anything about it because what can I do? I don't have any power, but I may go on that there Twitter and I may do a tweet. I really do think that he would be an asset wherever the hell he did go, though, and I, for one, would be over the moon to see him in AEW. But just as one final thing for you to ponder on, imagine he went to New Japan and imagine he was an entrant in a future G1. I mean, you could do Cesaro versus Okada, versus Naito, versus Tanahashi, versus Jay White. I could literally do this all day, but I won't do it. And the man does not have bad matches. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I won't, that's way too long. But I'm going to give you a few seconds. Try and come up with a time when Cesaro had anything that wasn't a 7 out of 10 contest. You can't think of it. The man just walked to the ring and he made magic happen. And if you run a wrestling promotion and you can't figure out what to do with somebody like that, well, you'd be like WWE. Like, I'm never going to understand it, talking about dropping the ball. Also, never forget there is a human being behind the character, so I can imagine this is quite hard for Cesaro. I mean, he signed with WWE in 2011, and I bet when he did write his name on that bottom line, he didn't think he was going to get to 2022 and not be able to come to terms on a contract and then quietly leave the promotion. He probably dreamt about, I don't know, main eventing WrestleManias, and when he did go out doing so in a blaze of glory. There's always a sad side to all of it, especially because I bet he has friends at the company. But my word, isn't this year completely wild? and it's only like February the 24th. You also may remember there was a gauntlet match last year on SmackDown when Shinsuke Nakamura was the star, but that spot was actually earmarked for Cesaro, but he hadn't signed his deals. You know what people do, they change their minds. And ever since then, I guess it's been like a ticking clock, but now yes, he's gone, he's done. He doesn't have a 90-day non-compete, so what I would do if I were you is I would watch Impact, I would watch New Japan, I would watch AEW, and I would watch Ring of Honor, and I would watch every single promotion that you could possibly fit in live and in real time, because who the hell knows where he's going to show up. And I tell you, we could do this till the cows come home, and I'm going to enjoy it every single time, because a wrestling debut will never not be exciting.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.